In Dallas, Texas today, a gathering of more than 2,000 conservative Episcopalians. They're unhappy with the church's recent confirmation of a gay New Hampshire bishop and of the church's decision to bless some same-sex couples. They may split from the church. Here in California, opinions are divided on the issue of gay marriage, but when it comes to gay partnerships, the lines blur. Here's reporter Deb Monroe in San Francisco.
San Carlos, California calls itself the City of Good Living. It's 25 miles south of racially diverse and liberal San Francisco. San Carlos, on the other hand, is 80% white and doesn't have a single group for gays or lesbians. But that doesn't mean there's any shortage of opinions on the controversial topic of gay marriage. Those who support it are quite clear on the subject, like this woman out on a stroll with her baby.
My name's Karen. And I'm very much in favor of gay marriages. I believe it's committed relationships should be validated.
Then there is the second group, those against gay marriages and who cite religious reasons. Sharon Rice is administrator of the First Baptist Church in San Carlos and wife of the pastor.
I don't see same-sex people as having marriage as an option, because marriage should be one man, one woman, and a contract type of thing.
A field poll indicates an interesting discrepancy in California voting behavior. Half of California voters oppose gay marriage, but more than 7 in 10 support domestic partnership laws. So that leads us to a third group of people, those who oppose gay marriage but support gay partnerships. Why? I put the question to Wigsey Severton, who teaches an alternative lifestyles course at San Jose State University.
I think that the reason that you see that sort of discomfort is because basically, again, for those people who say partnership, yes, but marriage, no. Those people, and they were probably the most uncomfortable, right, when you're in your interview, because they don't know why. It's an emotional thing.
She's not kidding. Every person I approached, and there were dozens, seemed unwilling or in many cases even unable to talk about their reasoning. All refused to even let me turn on the tape recorder. A few made terse statements like, it's just not necessary. Gay marriage pushes things too far, but most just seemed uneasy.
They can get the notion that gays and lesbians should have some rights. You know, that it's not fair. Most people generally tend to be fairly fair-minded. And so they can see why gays should have certain rights. You know, they also don't feel like gays should be denied partnership relationships.
Severton, who's taught gender studies for 3 decades, says the view of marriage as something special reserved for heterosexuals is etched into the subconscious. It's something people have learned growing up. Values forever embedded, values so ingrained most people aren't even aware they have them.
And there's no picture, you know, there's no picture in the community about gays and lesbians getting married. It's like, well, do you think gays should get married? And their first reaction is, well, no, you know, I mean, how can you put two men on a wedding cake?
And that may be the simple answer, according to Wigsey Severton. The discrepancy between believing in gay partnerships but not gay marriage may simply be that many people can't grasp the concept of a man marrying another man or a woman marrying another woman. For Day Today, I'm Deb Monroe in San Francisco.